Masechtas Trumas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'echol Truma Mezid. Someone, a non-Kayin, who eats Truma b'mezid intentionally. He knows his Truma, he knows he's not allowed to. So then there's a whole set of different halachas than what we learned in the previous Perek about eating a b'shegig. Mishalam Asakaren ve'inim Mishalam Asachemish. He has to pay back the principal, but he does not have to pay an extra fifth. The extra one-fifth is only for eating b'shegig, not b'mezid. The Rav points out this, that he ends up paying for the principal. It really depends. If there was hasra, if there was warning, then he's going to get malchus. He's going to get lashes for being over a leisase. And someone who gets malchus doesn't pay money, because kam le bidur abimine, when there's two punishments, you get the more stringent of the two, he'll get the lashes and not the money payment. This, that he pays a money payment in our mission, is talking about a case where he didn't get lashes because there was no hasra, there was no warning. Mishnah continues, Hatashlum and Chulin. The payment that he makes is going to remain as Chulin, regular produce, and it doesn't become Truma like the payments when eaten B'shegig. This is different. It remains Chulin, it doesn't become Truma. And Imratza Hakayin Limchal Meichel. If the Kayin wants to be Meichel, if he wants to forgive and forgo on this payment, he can do so. It's just a monetary obligation that he has to the Kayin, and if the Kayin says, you don't have to pay me, then you're exempt from paying. So in three ways mentioned in this Mishnah, it's different than when it's eaten b'shegi. Mishnah Beis. Bas Kayin Shenisus Yisrael. The daughter of a Kayin who marries a Yisrael. The daughter of a Kayin, before she gets married, she's allowed to eat Truma. If she marries a Yisrael, she loses her ability to eat Truma. If her husband dies, or if she gets divorced and she has no children from that marriage, then she returns to her father's house and she can then return to eat Truma. But while she's married, or if she has a child from the marriage, then even afterwards, then she's no longer able to eat Truma. So in this case, a Bas Kayin Shenisus Yisrael, the daughter of a Kayin that married Yisrael, ba'achar kach achla Truma. And then she ate Truma, and this is talking about a case where she ate it b'shegig, by mistake. So over here, Mishalemes Asakaren ve'ina Mishalemes Asachemish. She must pay the principal. She wasn't allowed to eat the Truma. She's going to have to reimburse the Kahanim and pay back the principal to Truma. But she does not have to pay a fifth. A fifth, the Pasuk says, that a Zar, kol Zar lo yechal kodesh, a Zar, a stranger to Kahuna, can eat from the Truma. Even though she's not allowed to eat Truma, but she's not considered a Zar, a stranger, because she was originally able to eat Truma when she grew up, and she potentially could return to eat Truma if her husband dies or divorces her without children. So she's not a Zar, and therefore she doesn't have to pay the extra fifth. The Mishnah says another halacha, that she retains her status as a Bas Kayin, that Umisasa Bistrefa, her punishment, her Misa punishment, death penalty for being Mizana Tachas Baila, for adultery while she's married, is Bistrefa, is with burning. Whereas a non-Kahanis woman, the punishment would be chenek, strangulation, but Kahanis is more stringent, and hers is with burning. And here, even though she's married to Yisrael, she retains that status of a Bas Kayin regarding this stringency, that for adultery, her punishment is more stringent. It's death by burning as opposed to chenek, strangulation. However, Nisus La'echad Mikol Psulim, if she would marry not just a regular Yisrael, but someone who's a Pasul, someone who she's not allowed to marry, such as a Mamzer, not just someone not allowed to marry, but someone who's Pasul, who's disqualified, a Mamzer or a Cholol. A Cholol is someone who used to be a Kayin, but he comes from Kayin descent, but he lost his Kayin status, either because he committed certain forbidden marriages, or his parents did, and he was born from that union, but regardless, he loses his kahuna status. A Bas Kayin is allowed to marry him, but once she does, if she marries a chol, or if she marries a mamzer, or someone of the sort, then the Mishnah says, Mishalam is Karen B'chaimish. She completely loses her Bas Kayin status, that if she eats Truma B'shegeg, not only does she have to pay the Karen, the principal, she would also have to pay the one-fifth, like a regular czar. Umisasa B'chenek, and her punishment for Znus, Tachas Baila, for Eshes Ish, that would be Bechenek, with strangulation. She would no longer be considered a Kahanis regarding this. Debir Meir, that's Meir's opinion, that if she marries these Psulim, she completely loses her status as a Bas Kayin. The Chachamim disagree regarding this. And they say, Zu Bazu, both of these women, whether she marries a regular Yisrael, or whether this Bas Kain marries Psulim, both of them, Mishlamas HaSakarim, Eina Mishlamas HaSachemish, they pay principal, but not the fifth, for eating Truma B'Shegeg, meaning she retains her Kehenis quality regarding this. And also, Misasan B'Sreifa, she retains the stringency that her punishment of Misa for Eishes Ish is still B'Sreifa's with burning. And the Rav says that Reb Meir and the Chachamim are differing regarding how to learn up the Psukim, if she's considered a Zar or not. And if she's still considered a Bas Ish Kayan, or did she lose that status? And their machlekes revolves around how to learn the Psukim.